This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and today I'm going to be talking about alcohol and weight gain. In the next few videos, I want to talk about alcohol and weight gain from different perspectives. But just to start off today, I want to tell you a bit about my own personal experience. I weigh about 245 pounds at the moment, and it's not an ideal weight. I need to lose some weight. Most of the reasons why I've put the weight on are to do with alcohol and eating junk food, either while consuming alcohol or afterwards. In every other aspect of my life, I'm living a healthy lifestyle. I go out walking, I exercise a lot of the time, and until the end of last year, the beginning of this year, drinking was the only really bad thing that I was doing, and I was doing a lot of it. So when I was living in Ireland, we used to go out and drink huge amounts of Guinness. I mean, 15 or 20 pints on some sessions. At the same time, we'd be scoffing down packets of crisps, packets of nuts. We'd be taking toasted cheese and ham sandwiches. And then afterwards, one of my favorite dishes was greasy chips covered in greasy curry sauce from the local greasy takeaway. So one of the main reasons why I've given up drinking is to get my weight under control and to keep it there. And I can't do that if I'm drinking, because drinking the alcohol is a big responsibility. Now, don't get me wrong. When I'm talking about responsibility, I'm responsible for everything that I put into my mouth. I mean, this is something that I've really come to terms with over the last couple of years. It's my own fault. Nobody's leading me down the road to go to the pub to drink. Nobody's leading me into the off-license and forcing me to buy drinks. I mean, let's face it, if somebody was doing that, I'd have them arrested, you know. So it's all about self-control. As I say, for the last year, I've been out exercising a lot, mainly walking. Last year, I was walking between 12 and 15 kilometers, 5-6 days a week. And I did lose a lot of weight. I lost 20 kilos. So I was down to in 124, I think I was at one stage. But of course, I was still drinking. So eventually, time took its toll, hangovers took their toll, I stopped going out, and here I am again, back up to 245. Now I've started to run again. And every time I run or don't think I'm going to exercise, I always think about this little cheeky brat in Pamplona. The story is, we came down from, when we first came down to Spain, we drove down through France and we stayed in Pamplona for 2 nights, mainly just to get a break, and because we hadn't seen this city. You know, this is a city where they have the bull run once a year, where all these crazy dudes run with their red scarves and the white shirts and let a pack of bulls chase after them, you know. Anyway, we're walking around the city and we come across a music school, a big old building, and there's a bunch of kids sat outside there between 10 and 12, 13 years of age, and one particular group are firing these paper planes around the place. So one came in my direction, so I grabbed the plane and threw it back at this kid, you know, sailed over to him, and we walked on, and just as we were passing him, he said, ¿Cuántos meses tienes? Now, I didn't know what that meant. I understood a little bit of Spanish, and I understood that ¿cuántos años tienes? Means how old are you? So I was figuring this out in my head and thinking, trying to put the two of them together, you know, and thinking, how many months am I? How many months am I? And it took me about 50 yards to realize he was asking me how long I was pregnant. And all I could do was turn around and laugh. I said to Esther, you never guess what that cheeky little bastard said to me, you know. And that's all they could do was laugh. But every time I think about not going out now, I think about the little cheeky brat sat on the steps outside the music school in Pamplona. So over the next few videos, I want to touch on different aspects of alcoholic weight gain, including nutrition and malnutrition, and some of the effects on the liver. So come back tomorrow and we'll have an article about alcohol and nutrition. This is Kevin O'Hara for alcoholmastery.com.